All right, let's take the next weekend. There's a little bit of just a certain amount of Zacchaeus we have to get through here. All right, so now the Gemara is investigating when you need Kavana and when you don't need Kavana. All right, we'll have to come back at a later date, hopefully, to what Kavana is talking about. But plain pshat is that it's talking about Kavana of understanding, right? Not mitzvah's Kavana, but Kavana of understanding. Okay, so what does the Gemara say? Up until it says V'yafta Yisrael Mekecha B'chol Avavcha B'chol Nafshcha B'chol Mordecha V'hoyu HaDivorim Ho'eile Asher Enochi Mitzavecha Yom Al Levavecha. Right? So the Gemara says, you might think that what? HaDivorim Al Levavecha. So if it just said V'hoyu HaDivorim Asher Enochi Mitzavecha Yom Al Levavecha, you might think it means that what? Call a parsha. Talmud Lomer Ho'ele. These. Adkan Tzricha Kavana. We can't feel it. Tzricha Kavana. So what's the Havamina? It's interesting. What's the Havamina? It's always difficult to have a self-referencing thing. There's something funny about that always to me. A self-referencing thing. Right? So, but what do you see right away is interesting. There's an idea of a parsha. Right? It just says, well, you had devarim. So you would assume it means the entire parsha. There's a certain unity of the parsha. Right? So if it says the things without the limitation, the natural limit would be the parsha itself. Okay, but since it says ho'ele, that's a miut, saying not the whole parsha, but these words, these matters. Yeah. Okay. So now it's a funny machlokas, right? Rashi and Tosis. So what does Rashi say?
The whole parsha means everything?
No. Well, the parsha goes up until Vayim Shema. Yeah, go ahead.
Ad
Alavavecha. So it means that pasuk too. Vayu Advaram Eile Shernochi Mitzavecha Yom Al Levavecha. So even the statement that says you have to have kavana, you have to have kavana for, right? And Tosu says,
Ad kamitzos kavana, ad bechol meodecha.
The prior pasuk. Tosu says no. It means the other way. It means Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. That's one pasuk. Then V'yahavta Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavecha b'chol nafshecha b'chol modecha. That's another pasuk. And then it says V'hayu advar ma'ele Asher Enochi Mitzavecha Yom Al Levavecha. That those first two pasukim require kavana. And Rashi saying no, it's till the end of the third pasuk. I mean, even Shema, right? When you just say Shema Elokeinu Hashem Echad, right? You have to say Shema Yisrael, right? That's also like including the command itself. What does the Gemara say that was what Bnei Yaakov said to Yaakov? Right, and then he said Baruch Shem, right? I mean, Tosus is giving us svara. He's giving a good svara. He's saying, what's the point of Kavanas Alev? Because that's the ikar of Kavanas Alev. You need Kavanas Alev. So what's the ikar? The ikar is Yichud Hashem Avaso Yiraso. First pasuk is Yira, is Yichud, and the second pasuk is Ava and Yira. He's learning, but so it's saying those things need it. Those things need Kavanas Lev. why would you say up until Alav Avecho? Why you advarim ha'ele? I mean, you get into one of those funny questions going to Rashi, like, what if it didn't want to include? What if the Torah didn't want you to have kavana on that pasuk? How could it possibly have done it? Right? If every time you say the tzivui is included, then alright, I'm sure you can work it out. I mean, what is the kavana of that pasuk anyway? What is the kavana of that pasuk?
Kadosha,
right. Yes, yeah, true. Chaim is right. Sprung is that that's what we were just reading before. The Rashi says, "Asher Anochi Mitzav Necha Hayom." He darshens out that there is something new in this pasuk, and that is the way you should relate to it. It should be kichadosha. Kichadosha. Shouldn't read it like meaning it's telling you how to treat it. I mean, you're saying too, it's how to treat it. So that, I mean, that's a tough difficult machlokes. But at least definitively, that's what he's saying. That what according to Tosfos, Kavanas Halev is on the content itself, is on the substance of Kaval Samach Hashemayim alone. What are the elements of Kabbalah, Samach HaShemayim, Yichud, and Ava and Yira? But according to Rashi, Rashi holds that Tzivui itself is not, the Tzivui itself is telling you, the Tzivui itself is a Kavana of the fact that it should be, that it's something that you have to renew every day. Something that you have to treat as chodosh, something that you can always derive, something you can always be mayin into deeper. Not just like Rashi says, not just like an old edict. So that's the question over here. I mean, machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, but is this mitzvah part of the kavod l'samach hashamayim, an appreciation of how to relate to it itself? Is that itself part of this mitzvah? Right, it's an interesting question. Okay, is that? No, is the Ava and the Yira is part of the Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim itself? That's saying that it's not just a Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim in an abstract way, but it has to affect the person. Has to impact him. That if he's not if he doesn't have Ava and Yira, then his Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim itself is incomplete. Right, then it's just like b'peh. It's just a kabbalah samach shemayim b'peh. Saying if a person has true kabbalah samach shemayim, like the Ram says, then he says miyad, he's taken aback and he's filled with an ava and a yira. That's part of the complete maisa itself, but. But this, the Hayu Advarim Ela means that it's talking about the mitzvah of being Makabel. Right? Okay, let's go weiter. Amalei Rabbi Akiva. Difficult machlokes on here. So Rabbi Akiva says no. He says it doesn't stop at that pasuk. Either before or including. Why? Because it says, Asher Anochi Mitzavecho Hayom. That means the entire parsha. How does that mean? That think of the Tosos. Right. So he's learning that what? If it would have said Asher Tzivi Sicha, then it would have meant in the past, I guess, prior. But Asher Anochi Mitzavecha implies continuing. So it's the whole parsha. So what's our Eila doing? And without just take out our Eila, and you would have meant the whole parsha anyway. So you're saying no. Eila is telling you, not the next parsha. But it is difficult. Why didn't it just could have just left? I mean, it has to say Asher Anochi Mitzavecho. Chesed here, nothing mitzavicha. You need that word apparently. And that's going to imply the future. It has to be limited by ha'ela. Yeah, so what's the rest of the parsha? Mishinandam lovanecha. Right. Mishinandam lovanecha. V'dibarta ba mishizcha izacha lovodacha v'yomecha. So that's mitzvahs. That's Talmud Torah, I mean. Right? Kshatam lovanecha yadecha is particular types of mitzvahs. Yeah, Chovos olavavos goes through the first parsha. Tries to show that that first parsha contains 10 essential ideas. I don't know if anybody remembers. We went through it last year. Maybe we'll look at it again. As there are, let's try to show that each one is a certain. There's something new in each phrase over there. Okay, I don't know. The question of drashas, yeah. The big problem. There's an underlying question that we're not addressing, and that is how much is Daraisa, right? How many parshios are Daraisa? Certainly seems Rabbi Kiva held. It's never clear, but it certainly seems Rabbi Kiva held the whole first parsha of the Daraisa because he's darshaning the pasuk to say how much you need kavana for, right? But Lamais, it's not so clear. Yeah. Could be that you only have to have kavana salev, like the next shita. They also could be darshaning pesukim. Kavana versus kriya. Mitzvah kriya. Mitzvah kriya does not mean kavana. We're not talking about. We're talking about like the kavana of yediyah.
I actually understand the word.
Right. I mean, as strange as it seems. Halachically, you don't necessarily need that to be yotzei the mitzvah of kriya, especially if you hold mitzvah saying shivus kavana. I will see. That's why I said we can get. So I said that I want to get through the pshat, and then maybe we'll come back to the rishonim discussing what kavana this is talking about. But it's mashma. Unless you can say these are smachta, it's mashma that he's saying that these really the whole first parsha is midiraisa up till now. Right, according to these shita so far. Let's see. You'll see. Later on, the Gemara says only the first pasuk. But up to now, it seems the whole parasha. At least. Go ahead. The Kavana Blo Kriya. Yes, now the Gemara has a strange Havamina. That they can have a mitzvah of Kavana Blo Kriya. Kavana Blo Kriya. Would that be, would Rebbe hold you after Kavana Dafka in Hebrew? So what does it mean, kavana b'lo kriya? Just to think it, without actually saying it. What kind of an action is that? Yeah. What kind of an action is that? I can understand saying have an idea, but to think it. But I think I don't see. Does anybody explain what it means? But I think I have to find the source again. But I think it would have to be at least Akima Sosayim. I think it would have to at least be mouthing. That's what the Rishonim say sometimes when it says Kavana. It doesn't mean, I think by Bittel. The Ron has that. When it says Bittel is even Belev, I think he says it doesn't mean purely Belev. You still have to do something. So sometimes when the Gemara uses the term Belev, It means without making any sound. Even the Rabbanim say you don't have to be Mashmiel Azlecha, you still have to produce some sound. I have to find that for you. Alright, go ahead. Bom. Right. Yeah, so Ladaber Bom is in the second parasha. That's how Rashi knows it's talking about parashios in this Gemara. Because it's breaking it up parasha by parasha. Ladaber Bom is in the second parasha. So he says, how do you know that you have to read the second parasha? Because it says Ladaber Bom. Aye, but it also says what? Good.
Hachanami has to be part of
the right. So it also has the Dibarta Bam in the first parsha. So if you're going to tell me the second parsha needs kriya because it says lidaber bam, So it also has the lashon of dibur in the first parasha. Taki b'mechalek, right? How can you say the first parasha needs the second parasha needs kriya and the first one doesn't? Same reason that you say the second one needs kriya, you should say the first one needs kriya. Go ahead. Yeah. So there's two inyan. There's an inyan of kavana, of kriya bekavana, and a kriya below kavana. Kriya bekavana and a kriya below kavana. Yeah. So what's the difference? What's the difference? What's a kriya below kavana? In other words, saying that that kriya bekavana means that what? Kriya bekavana means that you have to actually the content is the you have to actually the mitzvah is to understand to review, and the mitzvah is to be mekabel the ideas of the parsha. Right, but a kriya below kavana means what? It's an interesting kind of a mitzvah, a kriya below kavana. It's like we were saying the other day. It's the first step of limud is to isolate a parsha that's essential to the concept. Right. In other words, like let's say a person picks up the lulav and has no a person hears the shofar and he doesn't think about the Rosh Hashanah. He's yotzei. Because most mitzvahs are not formulated like this with kavanah. Most mitzvahs are it's an institution, and the mitzvah sets up certain things that are subject matters that are the subject matter of limud. Right? And if a person wants to know what's the proper hashkafa of Torah, he'd look through the mitzvahs and he'd see, well, since there's a mitzvah of Kabbalah Zoch Shemayim and it's coupled with this parsha, okay, I can learn it, I can think about it. Right? Or since the Torah tells me to listen to the shofar, I can think about what their concepts are behind that. Or tefillin, what's inside the tefillin? Let me think about it. But you don't have to have that kavanah necessarily when he puts on the tefillin, right? No, they're highlighting truths, but the mitzvah really is just a system that propagates that and keeps it ready and prepared for somebody who wants to turn his mind to uncover the secrets of Torah. But it's saying over here that the Kriya Shema is different. It's different. It's actually the mitzvah actually is the kavana itself. It's interesting. It's an interesting thing. Why should it be so different? It's an interesting thing. Apparently it's saying there is no value. Certain things is a value just to know that they're there. But other things, the only value is the knowledge itself. Now, as certain things, as long as a person has the basics, the fundamentals, so then it's important for him to know that there's more. It's important to isolate where that more is located and how to get to it. But on the fundamental itself, you can't just say that there is a fundamental. A person has to be in the parsha first. A person has to be in the system. You can't say, look, you say, listen, there's a certain amount you need to be considered in operating within the framework of Torah. Now, once you're in the framework of Torah, we don't expect you to know everything. But there's more to learn here. You want to expand your knowledge? You can learn that, you can learn this, you can learn the other thing. But to say, listen, you're going to be part of our group. How? I'm not going to tell you the essential knowledge of the group, but you can be part of the group just by knowing that there is essential knowledge of the group. Well, that's nothing. There's a certain amount that you need just to be active, just to be counted, just to be in the system. Right? You don't need to know every detail. Right? Like when someone is a ger, is a guy, so he's mekabel, he doesn't know everything, but he has to know certain fundamental things, and then he says, okay, I'm mekabel everything else. Right? It's enough to know that there are other things, and that they're available. But that you can't say on the fundamentals, then the person has nothing. You have to be in first. You have to enter, and then you'll say, "Okay, you understand?" I'm not sure if I'm expressing it aptly, but I think it's a rather obvious idea. So, the question is, how much is the basic idea? It's an interesting question. But certainly, there is an idea of a kriya without kavanah. No question about that. Yeah. So now you have a strange shita, right? Who is this? Rav Yoshia. It's an interesting shita. Y'all, that the first parsha requires kriya and kavana. But the second parsha is only kavana. And so I think the shita mikvah says hira. So maybe it means just hira, even without moving your lips. So what would that mean? That was an interesting thing. What's the second parsha? What is the difference between the first parsha and the second parsha? It's fairly similar, right? Let's go through it for a moment. You got to know a little, right? Yeah. So you have to say like this. I mean, I don't know exactly, but you have to say something along these lines. According to Rav Yoshia, once you have kriya, once you have kriya and kabbalah, and once you have kriya and kabbalah salam hashemayim in the first parsha, now there can be a mitzvah. Now the problem is what type of a nasi is the hero, right? So maybe he holds that the hero could be a part of once you have the mitzvah of kriya in the first parsha. So now there can be a chelik of the mitzvah there's the kriya, right? But then there's also now a certain reflection in the gavra, and it's possible to have a setup like that. I have to think about it a little more. It doesn't seem possible to say the mitzvah would just be hira. Like if the first parsha just hira, the whole thing just hira. But it's possible to say that after you did a certain maisa of kriya and kabbalah, now there's another inyan of understanding deeper, and that's not a mitzvah of dibur anymore. It's the rule. Now, I guess what I'm trying to say is that the has to be an asiyah. If that's the ikar, has to be through a maisa. But if he holds the second parsha, is just a something that reflects back on to the first one, that can be done through your. Yeah. All right, let's just skip one thing, and then because this is really somewhat of the summation of the whole thing. Now it has the next two dots is Tanur Rabbanan. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Zu Kriya Shema Shel Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. See, that's the last shita really. That's just that pasuk. Just that pasuk, and that's what the Gemara says later. That Rav Paskin that way, right? Yeah. Where's but it's certainly mashma from Rebbe Meir that only the first pasuk is the right, so certainly mashma that way.
But the same as Rebbe Yehuda? What?
Rebbe Yehuda? What? No, Rebbe Yehuda is the first parsha. Which Rebbe Yehuda?
Oh, sorry, Rebbe Yehuda.
Right, first same as Rebbe Yehuda. I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I meant to read that part. I meant to read Rebbe Meir. I saw Rebbe Yehuda Nasi. Right, I'm sorry. That was right. The Gemara says, "Son of Rav Shmaya Zonah, Ad Kan Sviuch Gavanas Aleid, Diver Reb Meir." I'm Rav Loch Reb Meir, right? And then the Gemara seems to say that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi agrees because he's saying just that pasuk is the Kriyash Mashu Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. That's it. That's all he read. That's all he held. He had to read. I will see. It's not so simple, but does seem to mean that what? I guess we have to see. What does it mean? What does he mean that first pasuk is kavanah? Where does he get that from? First of all, what happened to all the drushes? Right? Tosh says Allah is like the holy red mare. Okay.